Dictation for Anna, A-N-N-A Kreiner, C-R-I-N-E-R. April 11, 1950. Address as a letter to Dr. Gunnell, G-U-N-N-E-L-L, 8025029. Dear Dr. Gunnell, consultation Mrs. Kreiner with abnormal kidney function. As you are aware, she has severe peripheral vascular disease, has been treated at Henry Ford. First admission procedures canceled, incidental finding of diverticulitis, treated with antibiotics for 2 weeks, readmitted July 25th to August the 8th. Acute kidney injury did not require dialysis. They were able to proceed with vascular surgeon. With revascularization of aortic and bifurcation into the femoral arteries. The left side, the number 5 toe, was also amputated. Creatinine peaked to 3.7. At the time of discharge was around 2. There has been urinary retention and failed to trial of catheter. She makes around 3 liters or so in 24 hours. She needs to see a urologist for final advice. She has completed all antibiotics for the toe gangrene. There has been also urinary tract infection, gout with high uric acid. She has been a smoker, 2 packs per day, from discontinued very recently. Presently, appetite fair, no vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding, Foley catheter in place, good urine output, no gross blood, no the bilateral groin surgical well healed, as well as the left base of the number 5 toe on the left side. In the hospital, did receive 4 units of packet of red blood cells, but denies gastrointestinal bleeding, has underlying emphysema, chronic dyspnea, no purulent arterial hemoptysis, has lost weight from 106 to 94, has neuropathy up to the ankle, other review system negative. Next paragraph, the past medical history. A smoker, COPD, emphysema. Peripheral vascular disease, aortoiliac disease, diverticulitis, acute kidney injury. In the recent past at Henry Ford, respiratory failure, hypoxemia, toxic metabolic encephalopathy, underlying hypertension, hyperlipidemia, denies the vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, denies chronic liver disease, denies coronary artery disease, TIA, stroke, or seizures, Next paragraph, surgeries, bilateral length implant, tonsils, adenoids, hysterectomy, one ovary and tube remove. Appendix, as a baby, into susception, bowel surgery, back surgery, the aortoiliac endarterectomy, the left side, the number 5 toe removal, a fatty tumor removed from the right side of the face, prior foot fracture surgery. Next paragraph, she has a smoke since a teenager, about 2 packs per day, discontinued a few months ago, does drink alcohol, mild, moderate, 2 times a week. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, medications, presently albuterol, Norvasc, Lipitor, Plavix, Colchicine, Nurantin, Robaxin, muscle relaxant, Metoprolol, Prilosec. She did not bring medications. We are going by prior list. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, she looks older than her age, frail, in a wheelchair. She came from home with family members. Blood pressure 110/58, weight 94, muscle wasting, pallor of the skin, erythema palmaris, emphysema, distant breast sounds, no pleural effusion, no gross JBD, minor carotid bruise, no palpable lymph nodes, thyroid, no gross arrhythmia, no abdominal distension, tenderness, ascites or masses, diffuse peripheral vascular disease, the site of toe amputation will heal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Uric acid was 8.2. Urine analysis, 1+ protein, trace of blood, 2+ leukocyte esterase, positive nitrates, no bacteria seen, but 20 to 50 white blood cells. This is folic catheter. Urine culture was enterococcus, resistant to cefazolin. She was completed Keflex. We repeat chemistries. And now creatinine is back to normal. Baseline is 0.9. Right now is 1.1. Normal potassium acid base, low sodium 136, low albumin 3.2, corrected calcium upper normal, phosphorus elevated 5.8, glucose in the 150s, anemia 9.2, minor increase of white blood cells, as well as platelet counts, neutrophils. The last CT scan, abdomen and pelvis with contrast, is from August 30. The presence of the abdominal aortic stem graft extending to the iliac arteries bilateral. The right renal artery, 70% stenosis. The left renal artery is occluded. The left kidney is considered small. There is also disease of abdominal aorta. on the upper abdominal aorta, around 50% above the stent. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Acute kidney injury in relation to aortoiliac occlusive disease, status post endovascular graft, did not require dialysis, not oliguric, also complications of urinary retention, Foley catheter in place, needs to follow with urology, azotemia improved, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. Present potassium acid base normal. Minor low sodium represented fluid retention. Reactive poor nutrition. Extensive atherosclerosis. A small kidney on the left, probably from renal artery disease. Disease of the right side of the renal artery, although presently blood pressure appears to be well controlled. Underlying a smoker COPD, other findings, vascular disease as indicated above. Reactive anemia, presently no external bleeding. Uric acid on colchicine. I will not oppose allopurinol. Elevated phosphorus, expect full recovery. Anemia reactive. Expect full recovery. At this moment, no indication for EPO treatment. Abnormal urine analysis in the presence of Foley catheter without evidence of sepsis. I review extensive records from Henry IV. All issues discussed at length with the patient and family member. Continue to follow with you and other specialists. End of dictation.